Well, Ricky, I thought we were the better side for large parts of that game, but we come away with nothing. Had a few chances, didn't take them, but not really our day. What do you make of it?
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought for long periods in the first half, when we had the wind, we dominated territory, dominated entries into the final third, dominated entries into the 18-yard box without really affecting their goal. Obviously, Owen's header, the cannons off the inside of the post, and then the rebound, and then the penalty shout for Robbie Park. It looked a stonewaller, player wrong side coming from behind him. Not given little decisions that didn't quite go our way, or little things that just didn't drop for us, and but playing okay, and then just an inability to defend a simple cross into our box. No one attacked it. The lads got in between people and scored. So yeah, it was disappointing to be one down at half time, but we felt was in the game. And then for the first 20 minutes of the second half, we absolutely dominated. We had a real good spell, looked like we were going to score, and then concede the second from another ball into the box. I give some credit, I think the boy, the delivery was a great delivery, good header as well, so you can't say too much about that. But yeah, no, it's, you know, we've certainly played worse and won. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Al Church would have played better and lost. It was one of those games where they did what they had to do to win, and unfortunately we were trying to do what we had to do to win, but just fell short of a couple of balls into our box, and maybe not being clinical enough in decisions and little things going our way.
Yeah, I mean, unlucky to lose Jarvis in the warm-up, which made a difference. I mean, Owen hasn't played centre-back for us before. He did okay.
Well, he's a centre-back. I thought he was outstanding. Yeah. I thought he was one of our better players, in actual fact. I thought he was competitive, was aggressive, defended really well 1v1, and he's obviously very, very comfortable in possession, which is why we play him a little bit higher. I thought he was good. You know, can you question any of our defenders? I thought Joe Hood was excellent again. I thought Mark Colson had a good game. Robbie and Macker, I think they dominated the midfield for most of the game. You can't question them. I thought that's probably the best George has played for a long period. Manny back in the team, I thought was what he does.
He's
lively and creative, and brings us energy. And JP with his first start, probably, you know, we thought he was ready. Maybe just looked a little bit off the pace, but he's getting there. And Snaithy's work rate's always the same, you know. So it wasn't that we played poorly and deserved to lose, because, like you said, we didn't. It was not scoring the first goal, the chance, obviously Owen's chance just not going in, and then the penalty decision going against us, and then having to chase the game in the second half, which we did, not scoring when you're on top, and then conceding the second, which killed the game.
It's not going to be an easy place to come, though, for anybody.
No,
sloping pitch. No, we got top of the hill.
Yeah, we got reports on them, and we knew how they were going to play, how they were going to line up, and today was about what we did, and everything that we said and everything that we asked of the players, they did. Now, we were the better side, but unfortunately it's not always the better side that wins. And like I said, we've played worse and won, so it's a hard one to take. But, you know, performances get your results, so we've got to make sure that we continue to build on what we've done today, because if that's not enough to win games, then we've got to be even better. Yeah. And that's what we're looking to try and do on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that won't be easy either, of course. Biggles Wade. None of them are easy.
There's no easy games. Dylan Wilson's come off today. He's been smashed in the head and got concussion, so he's going to, I think 19 days is the guideline for him before he can feature again. And Jarvis probably still won't be ready. So Charlie Diaf, he was there or thereabouts, may make a return, and we'll just have a little look at the squad and then make the decisions that we feel we need to make to give ourselves the best chance of beating Biggles Wade on Tuesday.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nige.